This introduction includes a shorter version of the overview contained in the book. Welcome to Amazing Acts, Act 2, or welcome back if you have just read Amazing Acts, Act 1. What could be more exciting, challenging, or relevant today than to see how a small, dejected, and defeated body of believers became the first members of the early church, which, though sorely persecuted, were empowered by the Holy Spirit to turn the world upside down with the gospel and establish local churches of new believers. Each chapter of Amazing Acts, Act 2, whether in writing or by audio, contains a passage of the book of Acts covered in that chapter. Amazing Acts, Act 2, covers the middle 9 chapters of Acts, except for a few verses which stray over into Amazing Acts, Act 1 and Amazing Acts, Act 3. How can you best use this book for your own and for others' blessing? Appendix 1 and Appendix 2 to this book explain how best to use this book to run a discussion group and how best to complete and return the correspondence courses. 1. Pray that God will help you understand and trust His Word and put it into practice in your life. 2. Listen to the relevant audio track while you read the same passage and its explanation in the book. 3. Read more than once through the verses of Acts printed in each chapter of Amazing Acts, Act 2. 4. Ask, what is the main point of the passage? How do the noted Bible references relate to that? 5. Consider the 3 questions in each chapter, using the Bible verses noted there to help you. 6. Pray over what you have learned. Ask God to help you to apply it faithfully to your own life. 7. Read and listen through the chapter again to see if you have missed anything important. You may adapt these points to use Amazing Acts Act 2 for Bible studies, study groups, or one-on-one teaching. Amazing Acts Act 2 may be used with any Bible translation of the Book of Acts, although the New King James Version, NKJV, is the one generally quoted. The Bible references function as follows. Acts 18:1-18 means Acts chapter 18, verses 1-18. The 28 chapters of the Acts of the Apostles are covered in 3 books. Amazing Acts, Act 1, Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Amazing Acts, Act 2, Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to Acts chapter 18, verse 23. And Amazing Acts, Act 3, Acts chapter 18, verse 24 to Acts chapter 28, verse 31. Amazing Acts, Act 2, Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to Acts chapter 18, verse 23, covers Peter's gospel preaching in Judea, the wider spread of the gospel, persecution through Herod, Paul's first 2 missionary trips, which take the gospel wider still toward the end of the earth. Between those missionary trips, Saul attends a meeting of the Apostles' Council. Peter's evangelistic ministry in Judea at Lydda, in the plain of Sharon, and at Joppa, Acts chapter 9, verse 32-43. Peter's witness in Caesarea, Judea, to the Gentile Cornelius, the falling of the Holy Spirit on the believing Gentiles, after Peter's debriefing is discussed, the rejoicing of the apostles and believers that Gentiles are converted, Acts chapter 10, verse 1, to Acts chapter 11, verse 18. The spread of the gospel further to Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. Barnabas brings Saul from Tarsus to Antioch. Famine relief arranged for Judean Christians through Barnabas and Saul. Acts chapter 11, verses 19-30. Herod Agrippa's persecution of the church and martyrdom of some leaders. Peter in and out of prison, growth of God's word, return of Barnabas and Saul from Jerusalem, Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 25, Paul's first missionary trip, Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to Acts chapter 14, verse 28, the council of apostles and elders at Jerusalem about salvation by faith alone, Acts chapter 15, verses 1 to 35, Paul's second missionary trip, Acts chapter 15, verse 36, to Acts chapter 18, verse 23.